Now then, where were we?
I don't know. We were having an intermission during which there was no food. But I understand that there will be a reception afterwards, so we can...
Will there be food there?
There will be.
then I'll be there.
And they would like you to know some things, one of which is that there is a mailing list. We have discovered many new faces here today that we hope to see again, and one way to have that happen is if you will sign up. There's a nice little book over there to do that. Also, don't forget the CDs. And, we have a Facebook group for the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble as well. So look them up if you're on Facebook. All the announcements are there. You can also put your critiques directly there so the entire public will know what you were thinking of these concerts. And we have a website, too, but you can worry about that at some other time. At the Kelvis and Damien really is a radio show. This is really is, as in the introduction, which was going by quickly. This is our 556th show. We started in 1995 and have been doing it for a few years. And so this season with the VCME, we will be interrupting all of their concerts just this way. So, and now we'll have a brief moment here with the composer. The composer, Brian? Brian? Robbins?
Oh. Thank you for bringing your own chair.
Brian Robinson has written this this piece, the one with the incorrect title in the program, which is correctly Animal Psychology Unlike Ours, unless you've changed it again. Okay. So tell us about the piece.
Well, it's based entirely on vocalizations of chimpanzees in the wild. So everything the players are doing is trying to imitate some sort of shriek or hoot or grunt of a chimp.
Is that your animal?
Well, it's one. I've written several pieces based on ape and monkey vocalizations that I keep coming back to the chimps.
Why?
That seems to be the core of my cultural identity.
Butterflies just don't make that same kind of sound.
No.
Slugs? Have you tried slugs?
You have to amplify them very loudly.
So are these trans...
You're not supposed to be funnier than us.
No, stop. So are these transcriptions, or are these inspired by the sounds? I spend a lot of time with them, and they became part of you, or is this really a fancy?
Well, they're stylized. My dissertation advisor, Stephen Stuckey, once kidded me about one piece. It said, where in Africa do you find the chimps that hoot in that octatonic scale, for example? So it's all stylized, and so the title is a bit of a joke because the animal psychology, unlike ours, well, they're imitating animal sounds, but and it is this very strange succession of them with these really arbitrary silences and strange combinations, but it's ultimately my human, I think, mind deciding which things will happen, how slowly, how quickly. So it's not an exact imitation of actual chimpanzee interactions.
But the picking of fleas and ticks off the other's body, that seems to be pretty accurate.
I'm surprised you didn't write that in so that the performers
Well,
would do
no,
that.
I've noticed the players
would
do
you
that.
Try?
They do that in rehearsal without any problems. It seemed unnecessary.
Thanks, Brian Robinson. Let's hear the piece. Animal.
Thank you.
Animal psychology, unlike ours, Brian Robison. The whole ensemble tonight. There's another piece coming up with a whole ensemble. That would be yours. I have not created any fictional introduction for your tune.
Right.
So let's hear some.
The piece is entirely fictional. In fact, it does not exist. And what you'll hear, you will not really hear because it doesn't exist in real time.
Well, four movements.
Sure.
I had an opportunity to hear it for the first time Friday night, and I noticed that you are in love with kind of the hook, this wonderful little repetitive feature that kind of unifies the piece and each movement. Is that an accident, or do you just fall into that, or do you work hard at that?
Do you want the truth or the fiction?
Entirely up to you.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know of any hook. It just comes out. You know that?
You'll all hear this. Each piece has this wonderful kind of underlying, kind of call it a motif, but it really is more of a pop kind of a hook. And this whole very formal structure is built on top of it. You also are a recycler.
Well, sure. In this day and age, one has to be. The second movement, as explained in the program, is lifted from a string quartet I wrote for an electric string quartet in New York called Ethel, and they've never played the piece, so I figured I would use it. It's a string quartet called Lucille, part of my Ricky Ricardo theme set. They've played Fred. They toured with that a few years ago, and the next piece will be Little Ricky if they play Lucille.
Now, this piece is called Fugue State. Now, it has there's kind of a recursion there because the fugue as a musical form ended up being used as a psychological term. Can you say something about what you did with both the music and what you studied to come up with the ideas for this?
No.
No, I knew that would be the answer. Yes. So please, now do that.
Right. The third movement, as in the program says, it's based on the notes ADD because I tend to work under the influence of an attention deficit disorder. I never know where the next note will come from. And the whole piece seemed to be that way. I was struggling throughout trying to figure out what I would write, and even if I would write another piece after this, it was such a struggle. And so I overcame my angst, and what you will hear once they start tuning will be this. Do you have any questions?
Oh, of course I have questions.
Oh, do you have answers?
I don't. But what I find really fascinating is how this kind of structure that builds one piece after another has these moments of incredible resolution where you feel like everything is pulling apart and then it comes together in this kind of stable moment and then launches out again. How much of that was pictorial, and how much of it was a musical progression?
It was all accidental.
This is not to be believed because I have avoided this man's when he composes because it's such a horrible scene to watch. His dedication to what he does is absolutely intense, and the humor that you see here is not at all evident at all during his times of composition. But let's hear it. Fantastic piece, four movements, the full Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble here for this one, Fugue State by David Gunn.
Oh. Thank you.
Berta Frank, Laurel Ann Maurer, Stephen Klimowski, Betsy LeBanc, Lynn Heilman, and Rachel Elliott, the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble.
No one yelled encore.
Well, that's a long piece to encore. You think they should?
Maybe play it retrograde.
Yes. We'll play the tape back.
Ah, yes.
Oh, okay. Don't forget reception right after. You can give the composers whatever they deserve for this. And and hope to see you at the next Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble concert later this year.
Apparently we'll be back. We'll be back. Initially asked back, but that may be reconsidered.
Don't forget CDs over there, even a book. And you're listening to Calvos and Damien in the house on the Non-Pop International Network.